So this gentleman and I spoke before the show, and we identified that it's been since December 2012 that he's spoken at Your Stories. That's a long time. Last time, he talked about comic books, which is a subject near and dear to my heart. Let's see what he's got this time. Keith Drazab.
Hey guys, so before I get started real quick, when you guys were playing Don't Fear the Reaper, I wanted so bad to just be behind here, just like kicking the door with an electric guitar and just wailing the solo when it came. That's all I wanted in my life. The truth is out there. X-Files was a big part of my childhood. And also, I'm staying real close to that, so.
That's fine.
But yeah, the truth is out there. I want to believe, I really wanted to believe that Scully wanted to be my girlfriend. So, more so like when she did the voice in Princess Mononoke. That was really cool. That was what I'm doing. Anyway, the truth, like I don't like lying. I don't like liars. So everything I'm going to talk about is 100% true. And to prove that to you, I'm going to tell you my top three fears in life. Number one is the permanence of death. It's very scary. Number two, the eventual heat death of the universe. Very scary. Three, giant squids. I'm not kidding. I have an irrational fear of cephalopods in general. I believe that they are either straight up from hell, outer space, or a different, like, nightmare dimension. I honestly believe that. They were not meant to be. also true, today is Easter. I'm obviously not back home. I grew up, on East Central Illinois, near Danville, Illinois. But I went home last weekend for my dad's birthday, and that was fun. I enjoy going back home, mostly because they spring for the really nice toilet paper. If they can afford it, it's nice. Is anyone else, creeped out by the Charmin bears, those commercials? They seem very concerned with the status and upkeep of their buttholes. and it's very creepy. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be so blue talking about like bee holes. I was fucking my girlfriend the other night. And she gave me a hickey, which was, you know, at the time I was all about it. But also, I'm 29, I'm going to be 30 soon, and it's hard to, like, you know, explain away, like, a hickey at this age. And, like, if someone comes, I was like, how do I explain this? If someone were to come up to me and say, like, hey, where'd you get that hickey? And they'd be like, apparently my girlfriend is a 16-year-old girl. And which you can't really say that, even though it is some, like, high school. Another true story is the other day I live in Wicker Park, and on Wabanzia and I think Polina, roughly around there, I was walking by and I saw on the window of this building, and I couldn't tell from the architecture of the building if it was like a home or like just a weird kind of business type thing, but anyway, written in soap on the window so you could read it from the outside, it said, "We heart our teacher, Calvin Snuggles." And that is the strangest name for a teacher. I don't know what parent would let them go to school with a teacher named Snuggles. But to be fair, with that kind of name, that's the only thing you could do. There's never going to be a Detective Snuggles. There's never going to be a CEO Snuggles. So I don't know what he was going to do with that name. Another true thing is I had the dumbest thought of my life the other week, like a week or two ago. I said it out loud, so it was probably the dumbest thing I've ever said also. And I was driving, I was in the car, I was in the passenger seat, my friend was driving, and, like, we were driving, and the block smelled of marijuana. And it got me thinking, what if somewhere there was a person who was in constant trouble with, like, the law and the authorities because his farts smelled like pot? That was probably the dumbest thing I've ever thought and said. So it's good to know there is, like, a bottom to the well. That is my idiocy. Also something that's true, guess who got a cease and desist from the Nestle Corporation? I did. And to explain that, is roughly 8 months or so ago, I realized that Jack's Frozen Pizza doesn't have a Twitter account. So I did that. And for like 8 months, I was tweeting at people as Jack's Frozen Pizza. And I legitimately love Jack's Frozen Pizza. I wasn't going to slander or libel or anything, whatever Twitter is. But I would just be very weird and cryptic. I would make constant allusions to this thing I called the approaching pizza wars. I would just say things like all those who swear allegiance to Jack's Frozen Pizza will be shown considerable favor and flavor. Hashtag nailed it. I'd also say things like, people would ask me, you know, what do you mean by the approaching pizza wars? And I would respond even more weird and cryptically. We offer toppings include cheese, pepperoni, sausage, and mercy, and we're all out of mercy. That's all I do. Thanks for listening, guys.
Kevin, you think you can get some frozen pizza in here during the break? What are the odds of that?
Yeah.